Hi, I'm Justin Wink, PhD, and you're listening to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. Are you ready to bust burnout, pursue your passion, have more time, money, energy, and relationships you actually love, including the relationship with yourself? If so, then this podcast is for you. I'm a best-selling author, coach, consultant, speaker, and a leader in transforming people's lives from living in fear, obligation, and guilt to living a life of joy, ease, and love. What's most important is that I can teach you all this in a way that's enjoyable, easy, fast, and can actually last. Let's begin. Welcome to the show. Today, I am talking about your ideal life and how to unlock it faster and easier than you ever thought. Isn't it time to stop wanting and start having? That's what today's topic is going to be all about. And I've got a few points that I'm going to go over that you're going to go, oh shit, no wonder this is why things haven't been going the way that I want. They've been going the way they've been going. So that's what the topic's going to be. Going to be going over, I even made some notes of what I want to make sure I'm going to cover. So the three things I'm going to cover is how wanting keeps you having your current life. The second thing I'm going to be going over is what got you here is not going to get you to wherever it is you want to go. And then the third thing is you got to just stop trying to understand your problem and get over it. So those are the three things I'm going to go over, because it's time to start having and stop wanting. And I'm going to be sharing something really, really special with you at the end on how you can unlock your ideal life way, way easier than you ever thought possible. But before that, we'll update on what's been going on with me. So the audiobook release, the launch celebration, went really, really well. Super excited by how it went. Already have one review, 5-star across the board, just super happy with the quality, the content, and my voice, which is really cool because I narrate the audiobook. So The Engineered to Love, Going Beyond Success to Fulfillment, Using Tools to Relax, Recharge, and Reconnect. That's available wherever you get audiobooks. So that, whether that's Audible, audiobook.com, your Apple store or your Google store, wherever it is. So encourage you to go check that out. So very happy that went really, really well. The other thing is, you know, for a month was traveling around in Central America. We did 4 podcasts remotely and been back now for the last 2.5 weeks. And it's always kind of interesting going away for such a long time, such a transformative trip where see new ways of doing things, meeting new people, being immersed in other cultures and just living a completely different life. And then coming back and it's like, okay, how do I integrate in all the good stuff into this life? Because a lot of times I've been really trying to watch myself and saying like, oh, you know, finally getting back to normal. It's like, fuck that normal. I don't want that fucking normal. If I wanted that fucking normal, I would have just stayed in it, right? So really been trying to work on rephrasing it into like, okay, finally, you know, getting things situated the way I would like them to be now is a little bit how I'm phrasing. So this could use some work. If you got some ideas, we do encourage you to maybe let me know in the comments of where we maybe found the social media post for this, or send me an email, podcast@justinwink.com. Otherwise, you can slide into my direct messages, Justin Wink PhD, on all your greater social media platforms, except not doing Twitter and still haven't gotten onto Threads yet. So as part of that, one of the things was like, this was kind of on my radar before I even went on the trip, was my lease of where I live was going to be ending at the month of September. And it's now the beginning of September. And I saw when I got back at the end of August, I was like, shit, what am I going to do? Find a new place? How is this going to work? And an interesting thing kind of happened, because I mean, there was one of the main things that I really was interested in as far as like the physicality of the place to live was like a nicer bathroom. So like, I kind of love my place. It's 2-bedroom. One of those bedrooms I use as an office that lets me see the ocean and when the whales are going by. So that's really fucking sweet. But one of the things that is like the bathroom's like teeny tiny. Like I'm not a big guy. And there's a tub. So there's at least a tub. Less and less places have a tub nowadays anyway. Yeah, this tub, I can only fit half of my body. So it's either like I'm getting my legs wet, or I'm getting my upper body wet. Not too much of both at the same time. So it'd been nice to have a nicer bathroom. And there are some other things that would have been great too. Like maybe like a little bit more walkable, a little bit easier beach access or something like that. Yeah, what I found interesting when I started getting back and integrating some of the things that I was doing before on the trip versus how I had been, like when I'm on the trip, it's like I'm walking to grocery stores, walking to get things to eat, all sorts of stuff, and I'm going on more adventures. And over the past few weeks, I kind of just started to do that here. It's not like that anything could have stopped me, except that I just wasn't in the habit. So like I would just drive to the local yoga studio, just drive to the local grocery store, just drive to the local coffee shop, or just drive to a place to hike. And over the last 2 weeks, I've decided like, you know what, I'm just going to walk to that. And it's been interesting. Like the yoga studio, it's an extra 5 minutes and that's it. But I get the exercise and the walk and the fresh air and a little bit of nature, and same thing with like the restaurant. And it's been kind of interesting with the hiking too. If the whole point is to be walking more, why spend the time driving when I could just walk and some great trails start in just a little bit of 5 or 10 minutes? So why waste 5 minutes driving when I could be doing 10 minutes of walking when I'm wanting to walk and be outside anyway? So why do I tell you this? When I was initially talking about finding a new place to live, it's that I got the notice and I was like, I don't know if I really like that new rent. And the 6 month requirement, it was kind of weird. They didn't want me to lock in for a year. And I said, hey, what if I just kept my same rent and went month to month? So basically I'm just asking for nothing to change. And they raised the rent and wanted 6 month commitment. And he was like, yeah, very likely going to happen. No problem. Let me get back to you. And I got back. They were just basically like, well, whatever we were going to ask for the 6 month commitment, we'll give it to you month to month. So now if you do want to switch, if there does become a unit available here, you can just keep that same rent, even though likely somebody coming off the street, they'd have to pay a few hundred dollars more per month. So effectively, I kind of already have a new place, it feels like, and I don't really have to pay that much more. And if there does end up being a new place, it does have that really awesome bathroom or something that I wanted, I can just move to that whenever it becomes available if that ends up working out. So all that to say that it's interesting. So a lot of it's just being open to not doing things the way that they were done beforehand. And so, you know, this doesn't have to just be with a trip. This could be with anything you do to go and grow yourself. Is how can you be open to doing things differently, seeing it in a new light? So this could be you went to a seminar, maybe you read a book, maybe you met somebody new. I'm sometimes I find this very interesting when I meet new people, have like really cool, powerful connections. And some people just, they don't want to open their life to having new powerful connections because it disrupts their life and they just can't seem to find a way. They're too busy to, you know, meet for an hour or a cup of coffee with somebody like you had a really good connection, really awesome, beautiful, whatever with. I don't really take that personally anymore because I know just not everybody's up for that or wanting that in their life. But I'm, as somebody who's listening to the show, you're somebody that's not like the typical person out there. You're looking to expand your world. You're looking to do more. You're looking for a more powerful, impactful life. If you're not, then why the fuck are you listening to me? Right. So if you do meet somebody like really amazing, wherever, do take that little time to open up some space in your life to reconnecting with them. Just, you know, that 1 hour, maybe every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks or something. And you might go like, I'm busy. Well, like in the book, I say, fuck busyness, embrace humanness. So it basically means there's a lack of priority in your life. If you just met somebody super amazing, you don't have time for them. You're just basically telling yourself, I don't have time for what I've been asking for, which is going to lead into the main topic that we're here to talk about. So what in your life needs to go? What do you need to go? Hey, this is not important. Could be a relationship, could be an activity, or it could just be some other time waster, like, you know, on Facebook or maybe the news or maybe just, you know, eating or whatever it is. Just really start looking like, where's your time going? And when something amazing comes in and you're not going to make time for that, especially if maybe that amazing person, place, or thing is making it so easy for you and you're saying no. So this brings me to the topic of the day is, you know, would you like to have your ideal life? Are you tired of just wanting? Are you ready to start having? I mean, seriously, because if you're not, just stop listening, just stop watching, just stop, go do anything else. But if you are really like, Justin, I'm fucking done with going on the hamster wheel again and again of like, oh, I'm finally going to get my health into the state that I want it to be. I'm finally going to like get the relationship romantically in the way that I've always wanted, whether it's meeting that person or maybe you already have that person, yet maybe you've lost connection, or maybe you just realized the connection really wasn't what you always wanted in the first place. Or maybe it's like your career, your impact in the world. There's just something like you're successful, you're making good money, but yet there's just something like, oh, is this really all there is? Just making this money, but how the fuck am I making it? What impact am I going to leave on the world? Or maybe there's just something you want to create just for the sake of creation. Maybe there's a book you want to put out there. Like I put out a book already and I've got ideas for another one. I've already actually written the first chapter of another book. We're not going to get into that now. So there's probably something that you're just like, something's missing. There's just something not quite right. And many successful people find themselves in the situation. I know I have in the past, and I have some very important things that are probably not helping you out. And so the first of those is basically this idea that wanting is what's keeping you in your current life. So effectively, if you're just wanting something, that's basically adjacent to the neighborhood of complaining. And complaining is such a fantastic way to keep the friends and the family you have in your life and stay connected through basically just bitching about what you don't have. And so even if something good does come up, you might be amazed at how you just find ways to let it slip. Because if you actually had it and then the rest of the people in your peer group didn't, you're going to be like the weirdo in that peer group. If you actually won the lottery and you kept that money and you turned it even more money and everyone else was the same socioeconomic status, they're going to feel like uncomfortable. Like they became part of your world because they were part of that world where you didn't have the money, you didn't have the success. If you change your level of success in whatever area, so maybe you're just successful with dollars, yet you're a complete shit show in other areas of your life, I'm going to guess probably you have friends that one way or the other support this. Maybe they put on the same show like you do of like, you know, come New Year's, it's, oh, let's go to the gym. And you put in a half-assed attempt, but ultimately, you know, come November, December, you're 5 pounds heavier than you were the previous year. And you just have the same goal. So if all you do is want, it's really allowing you to keep and have the life that you have. And the point is, you got to stop doing that. And you might be like, how do we do that? I'm going to tell you a way when I get to the end of this episode. But don't worry, it's not going to cost you anything, but just keep these things in mind. And you can always stop doing these things. You don't need me to do it. There's lots of ways that you can stop doing these things. The second thing is this concept of what got you here isn't going to get you there. So think of it like you have a super sports car that got you from New York to California. That's basically how you got to where you are in your life now. Like it was probably an awesome ride. Maybe there were some challenges. Like it was probably really long. It was challenging. Like, you know, maybe you almost fell asleep and hurt yourself. Maybe the car even broke down at times because it's a sports car and a little finicky. You were just, you know, redlining because you wanted to get there as soon as possible. But it seemed like the harder you drove it, the more likely you were to like run into something or something was going to break down. Point is, you're in California. Man, you know, I live in California. I love California. But California is not necessarily the be-all end-all, especially if you're like me and you like some palm trees and some coconuts and shit like that and beaches where the water's actually warm. So maybe now you want to go to Hawaii. And that's okay. That's the part of life, is having these new desires and to go for them and get a taste of it and bring them to reality. And then you do the whole thing over again. Yet, well, the problem is we think what got us here is going to get us there. So that sports car, last I checked, there's no bridge to Hawaii. This isn't the world of BoJack Horseman where they built the bridge to Hawaii. It's not going to go well. It's not going to get you there at all. In fact, you're probably going to get a little distance and then you're going to be waterlogged and you're going to need to get your car fixed. So if you're lucky, maybe you realize that you need a boat, yet there's other ways to get places. And I'm here saying, I'm at the end of this going to tell you about the jet plane that'll get you from California to Hawaii super, super fast, super, super easy. Yet again, I'm not here to make you do anything. So if you want to stay in your boat, that's great too. Or if you want to keep doing the car method, cool. But to me, I don't get it. You come jump on the plane. I'm captain of the friendly skies here. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Let's go do this together. It's going to be really fucking awesome. So what got you here isn't going to get you there. So also tied into this concept, the second point I want to make is, how do you feel about your current life now? I'm guessing there could be some fear, maybe some obligations, like you're doing some things just because you feel like you have to, you're supposed to, like that's what you signed up to in the relationship, the job, though, whatever. Maybe there's a little bit of guilt or shame that, you know, do you really deserve any more than you have? And so that you just keep doing because it just feels like you're supposed to, and to want or do anything different, there's maybe something bad about it. And I'm going to guess that maybe the path that got you to where you are had a lot of that, those same feelings, where it was fueled by fear, obligation, guilt. This is the fog that I talk about in my book. And that's how I got a lot of my early successes too, was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to like live with my parents if I don't get a good job and make money. I don't want that. So I better make sure I do good in school, and I better make sure I'm good in my job. And then, okay, I better not do anything like too weird. I better not like start a podcast or do social media posts where I talk about my family or talk about my life or talk about what I want or my challenges. I better not do that. That's like just not right. That bring a lot of shame onto the family. So you probably did have a lot of fear, obligation, guilt, and maybe anxiety, depression, and all that sort of stuff that got you on your path to where you are now. And maybe you have a lot of that stuff still. So sometimes how we got to one place is what it's going to feel like when we get there. And so do you actually want to have a life of more fear, obligation, guilt? Or does your ideal life look like there's a lot more joy, like fun, excitement, like growth, you know, amazing people, like friendships, connection, like love, romance? So if that's what your ideal life looks like, maybe the way you get there is going to involve a lot of that too. Less of the old stuff, more of the new stuff. I don't know. That might be a little bit of a part of what I'm talking about here later. The third thing is, so much of how people live their lives, how you've been living your life, is focused on your problems and how are you going to solve the problem? Like, how are you going to solve the problem of health? How are you going to solve the problem of even more money? How are you going to solve the problem of having impact? How are you going to solve the problem of having the right people in your life, right? And when you're so busy trying to understand the problem, you're still underneath it. You're still being weighed down. When really, it's all about getting over the problem and just getting beyond it and getting into that world of, yeah, what's the point of this? How do I feel? What am I doing? What does this enable? Like, who am I impacting? Like, getting over it. And again, this also leads to having the feelings that are associated with that now and using that as the vehicle to get you to your ideal life. So there's the life you have now, which there's a lot of great stuff. I'm not saying that you got to give up any of that. What I'm saying is give up the stuff that's not working and let's put in the stuff that does work. And you're probably like, Justin, what works? Like, and that's the whole point of, I got an upcoming offering that it's free. This is $100 offering, I think 97. I'm offering it completely free. And so when this comes out, you should still be able to register for it live, because I'm going to be having it September 20th at noon Pacific. Yet if you're like watching this late, or you know, you missed it, I'm going to make the recording available for free for 7 days too, because the end of the year is almost up. And I don't want you to end up this year like you did last year, where it's like, oh, fuck, I just marginally got like a little bit better. But ultimately, the things that really matter to me, I didn't even move the needle. It's like this year is like the last year, just like 1 year older, 1 year closer to whenever I'm going to die. Let's get real. Let's get real. Every year that goes by, that's one less year you have to live the life that you could be, having that ideal life. And I lived too many years like that. And I've known too many people. And I've, you know, now had too many people die in my life. You know, my grandmother this past year, my mom the last year. I just don't want you or anyone you care about. So that's why I'm going to be showing you a super simple, super straightforward technique of how to actually start having and stop wanting. And it's called the Unlock Your Ideal Life 10x Faster and Easier Masterclass. And you just go to justinwink.com/ideallife. So justinwink.com/ideallife. register for free. Again, even if like you missed it live, it's going to be live September 20th. And again, this is also available in my book too. So you could just get my book, and I teach the same technique in the book. I'm not going to tell you which exact one because it's going to be half of the fun. So for even less than getting my book on Kindle for absolutely free, I'm going to teach you one of the techniques. And the thing is, for me, is like I continue to grow, I continue to evolve. And so the way I'm going to be teaching this and giving this to you is going to be even better than how it was in the book. So you're just not going to miss this, even if you do already have the book and you've done all of the exercises, which thank you so much. That is so fucking cool. Yet even if you don't, this is not, I have enough book sales. I don't need any more. I really don't. It's done what it was meant to do. I'm very happy I did it. I'm on to helping, connecting with more people, helping them have their ideal life. Because when more people have their ideal life, like it just makes the world a better fucking place. Like, you know, I'm still a little bit optimistic, even though I'm incredibly pragmatic and nuts and bolts. Like I only do stuff that works. And this technique that helps you basically, you know, get over your problems, have a new vehicle to get to where you want to go and get you out of the mode of wanting. I call it, you know, 10x faster and easier to unlock your ideal life. And it's one of those like, well, the faster part that could technically be quantifiable, because maybe, you know, maybe you've lost 10 pounds before and you know, like, oh, that took me 10 weeks. So you're telling me this is going to take me 1 week? This is more on the easier part, which is a little bit more qualitative than quantitative. And qualitatively, the easiness is off the charts. So I feel very comfortable doing the 10x faster and easier. So we're, you know, for rexing. So maybe it still only takes you 10 weeks. Shit. Maybe it takes you twice as long to learn that 10 pounds. But if it's 100 times easier and took twice as long, isn't that a no-brainer? Wouldn't you want 100 times easier? Like it just feels like it happens easily, magically. And that's what I'm gonna be teaching in this masterclass. Totally free. And again, you know, a hint, if you can't wait, it's one of the chapters, one of the exercises in my book. But again, you don't need to do the book because I'm going to do this for free. And you don't even have to worry about like, oh, can I make it, not make it? Although if you make it live, you get to ask questions, which can always be a little bit more valuable. Yet you're probably also one of those types of people that like, you're going to figure it out. You're going to nail it, knock it. I don't know. I'm not good at sports ball. You're going to do great. So with that, I do thank you for listening, and I really do want you to stop wanting and start having, and I want you to have your ideal life, and I want you to have it fast and easy, because if it's possible, why not do it? You deserve it just because you want it. You really don't need much more reason than that. So with that, I thank you and good day.